Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Jacqueline Sova, and today we will be studying Perek Yud, Chapter 10. We left off last Perek with Yeshayahu describing the moral downfall of the Northern Kingdom, haughtiness, insincerity, and exploitation of the vulnerable. These issues only worsen when the leadership and judges of the generation are equally corrupt and dishonest, as our Perek describes. Judges and lawmakers exploited the poor who had no ability to defend themselves. The ultimate lawgiver, Hashem, protected the widow, the orphan, and the poor. These lawgivers perverted their position for their own interest. Oy hachokikim chikike aven. Oy to those who wrongly legislate laws. This is not referring to leaders and lawmakers who occasionally make mistakes in judgment because they are human. These leaders and lawmakers deliberately manipulated the law for their self-interest. But also, oy to those who consciously allowed these dishonest and corrupt lawmakers to rule and abuse those less fortunate for their own gain. By supporting such leaders, they were supporting their immoral actions. Lahatot min hadin dalim, v'legzol mishpat aniyei ami. They turned away the poor from judgment. They robbed the poor of what is rightfully theirs. These poor people were powerless and couldn't defend themselves. The Ibn Ezra explains that the leaders would have their secretaries write false papers that would take advantage of the widow and the poor. With no one standing up for their rights and needs, they were left with whatever the dishonest leaders ruled, which was always at their expense. They were helpless. As such, Ulashoa Mimerchak Tavo, a deep darkness will come from afar. For us, this word, the Shoah, sends chills down our spines. Our recent history proved of the level of evil that can come our way. Here, the Northern Kingdom was destined for their own Shoah, destruction, devastation, and loss. This nevuah sadly came true during Yeshayahu's lifetime. Pasuk Hey, verse 5 says, Hoy Ashur, Shevet Api, Umatahu Biadam Za'ami. Ashur, led by Sennacherib, is the rod of my anger, and my anger is a staff in their hands. Hashem runs the world. Nations are the utensils Hashem uses to mete out punishment when and as needed. They are but a tool in his hand to carry out his will. In the second paragraph of Shema, Hashem clearly warns us that he will send enemies our way as a form of punishment when and as needed. The Jewish people need to notice that it is Hashem backing the enemy so that we learn whatever messages Hashem wants us to learn so we can avert any further catastrophes. One Jewish history teacher of mine pointed out that the word history can be read as his story. Yeshayahu urges us to look at world affairs through this lens. But the people do not see Hashem as the force behind these enemies. The lesson will not be learned in time. Sennacherib was also extremely haughty in his successes, saying, "Bekoach yadi asidi, ubechachmati ki nivunoti. By the power of my hands I did this, and with my wisdom because I am intelligent." The enemy acted with incredible arrogance and self-aggrandizement, as if there is no God. You can hear the warning words of Devarim here. "V'amarta bilvavecha kochi v'otzem yadi asali etachayel hazeh." You will say in your heart, it was through my talents, smarts, and abilities that I accomplished all of this. V'zacharta et Hashem Elokecha ki hu hanotin lecha koach. But remember that it was Hashem who gave you all of these abilities. When I go to a baseball game with my children, I am inspired by the players who point towards heaven after a home run. Despite their fame and fortune, the player can still acknowledge God as the source of his success. Sennacherib, however, could not. So Hashem responds to Sennacherib's ego in our Perek, verse 15. Hayetz pe'er ha-garzan al ha-chotzev bo? Does an axe boast over the one who chops with it? Of course, an axe is just a tool in the hands of the skilled builder. Sennacherib, you are just a tool in the hands of Hashem, and he too will need to learn the importance of humbling himself to God. This is why Hashem miraculously destroyed Sennacherib's army, where the entire known world could see Sennacherib and his enormous army crumble, with no need for bloodshed or violence. V'nish'an al Hashem kidosh Yisrael be'emet. And then, finally, unlike Ahaz, the nation will realize that they need to solely and sincerely depend on Hashem. Ahaz panicked and turned to other nations for military support. After this amazing miracle, people will finally learn to depend and trust Hashem. Sha'ar Yashuv, Sha'ar Yaakov, El Kel Gibor. The remnant will return, the remnant of Yaakov, to the powerful God. Sha'ar Yashuv, the name of Yeshayahu's son, was also the profound message of Jewish history. A remnant will return. Yes, only a remnant will return. But they will be like Yaakov, who was left limping, but ultimately prevailed. The nation is left limping, with so much lost, so much pain and devastation, but they will stand up again and prevail over their enemies. It is like Mark Twain's famous essay, where he concludes with the following. The Egyptian, the Babylonian, and the Persian rose, filled the planet with sound and splendor, then passed away. The Greek and the Roman followed. The Jew saw them all, beat them all, and is now what he always was, exhibiting no decadence, no infirmities of age, no weakening of his parts. All things are mortal but the Jew. All other forces pass, but he remains. What is the secret of his immortality? But the Perek ends telling us the secret. Vahaya or Yisrael le'esh ukedosho le'lahava. The light of Israel will become a fire and its holy one a flame. Uva'aro va'achlashito ushmiro biyom echad. And it will burn and consume his thistle and thorn in one day. This imagery of fire and flame here is undoubtedly taken from the book of Ovadia, who lived before Yeshayahu. Ovadia there states, V'haya beis Yaakov eish, uveis Yosef lahava, uveis Esav lakash. The house of Yaakov is the fire. The house of Yosef will be the flame, and the house of Esav will be the straw. We would think if anyone would be compared to fire, it would be Esav, and the straw would be Yaakov. Throughout history, our enemies have tried to use their fiery hatred toward us. But fire has a dual nature, destructive and constructive. Fire can destroy, but fire can also energize. Hashem destroyed Yerushalayim with fire, and yet also had an Esh Tamid, a constant fire, to represent his presence. When Mashiach comes, the constructive fire, the light of Torah and godliness, will eradicate and destroy the forms of fire that destroy us and our societies, vanity, ego, and self-aggrandizement. Rashi understands this Or Yisrael to be HaTorah She'osik B'Chizkiyahu, the Torah learning that was inspired by Chizkiyahu throughout the entire kingdom, Ukdosho L'Lahava. The holy flame refers to all the tzaddikim in that generation. The fire and flame that destroyed Sancheirov's plans were the tzaddikim and the nation's recommitment to learning and living Torah. What a moving thought about the impact of Torah learning as we women learn Nach together each day. Who knows what thistles and thorns we are eradicating with the power of our learning together. Thank you for studying Le'iloi Nishmat Riva Schwab, Rivka Bat Alexander Sender.